بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We continue reading in the chapter the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب بيان شيء من أنواع السحر باب بيان شيء من أنواع السحر The chapter with regards to the clarification of some of the types of sorcery of some of the types of magic and sihr. And we have read in the previous class the first narration, but we see in a review that the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's mentioning this chapter in order to clarify that there are different issues and different types of magic, and there are different affairs that have been considered, or the word magic or sorcery, as sihr, has been used to refer to them. Linguistically and likewise in the legislative text. And this is in order for a believer to be upon clarity and upon insight and to be aware of these affairs and likewise to be aware of the rulings and the dangers of these affairs as well. And likewise to be able to differentiate between that which is considered disbelief and that which will invalidate the Islam and the Shahada entirely and that which is lesser than that but still is a major sin and would bring deficiency to the faith but not remove it entirely. In any case, this is the clarification of that which is conflicting with Tawheed, whether it's from the foundation and from the origin, which is the issue of the sihr in its original meaning, and that which has preceded in the previous chapter before this, that the magic, whenever it's used in this manner, like this is sihr, originally it means the sihr that is haram, and the sihr that is shirk, and the sihr that is contrary to a tawheed and the means to apply it and to use it and to obtain it and to benefit from it is by disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and casting the book behind the back, meaning disregarding the Quran and disrespecting and degrading the book of Allah azza wa jal, and likewise by obeying the shayateen and worshipping them and obeying their commandments and complying to them and submitting to them and drawing near to the devils in order for the magic to work. But likewise, there are other affairs as well that have been described as sihr, and they are lesser than that. They are lesser than that. And this is from the aspect that all of these affairs that are described with sihr, whether it is major shirk or whether it is lesser than that, is that the reason for the occurrence of all of these affairs is something that is mysterious and something that is unknown and unclear, not apparent to the people or the majority of the people. And likewise, along with that, they bring harm and that it has an effect on the hearts or on the bodies as well. So from this aspect, these affairs, they're called magic. So we see that, to summarize, a sihr is two types, two major types. And the first type is the one that is considered shirk. And this is what is referred to in the first chapter that we have discussed. And generally, whenever the word sihr is being used, this is what is being referred to, the type of sihr that is performed by way of seeking nearness to the devils and the shayateen and by obeying them. And by using them in order for the magic to work and to take effect. And this is major shirk and major disbelief. And the one who learns it and is pleased with it, then he has disbelieved. And all of this has preceded, walillahi alhamd. As for the second type of sihr, or in reference to the things that have been referred to as sihr and magic or sorcery, but it's lesser than that, then these are the affairs that have the similar meaning the reason for the occurrence of it is mysterious or unknown or unclear, but likewise they still have effect on the hearts, but it's not by using the devils or seeking aid or assistance from the devils and calling and invoking the shayateen and the likes like this, and it would be lesser than that. And these affairs have been also considered sihr from the aspect that it is mysterious, or that it is unknown or unclear the reason for its occurrence, and likewise because it affects the bodies or it affects the hearts. Everything that is considered sihr, it will go back to these affairs. If the one who performs the magic or the sorcery and he is using the sihr or learning the sihr and he's doing that by way of seeking aid in the devils and believing in the devils and calling on and invoking the shayateen and the likes like this and using them as a means to achieve his goal in applying and using his magic, then this is major disbelief. As for the types of magic or that which is considered magic in the legislation or has come the mention of this affair that it is called magic, and it is lesser than that, then this is considered corruption and evil and sin. It's considered fisq and not kufr, and not kufr and not disbelief. So each one is accordingly. So we continue reading that which the author here mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says, وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنُّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ اكْتَبَسَ شُعْبَةً مِنَ النُّجُومِ فَقَدْ اكْتَبَسَ شُعْبَةً مِنَ السِّحْرِ زَادَ مَا زَادَ. رواه أبو داود وإسناده صحيح. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من اقتبس شعبة من النجوم. Whoever learns. من اقتبس شعبة, أي تعلمها وأخذها. يعني من اقتبس شعبة من النجوم, whoever learns a type of knowledge of the stars. يعني this is in reference with the knowledge of the stars, meaning astrology. فَقَدْ اَكْتَبَسَ شُعْبَةً مِنَ السِّحْرِ. In verity, he has learned a type of magic. Whoever learns a type of knowledge of the stars, meaning astrology, then verity, he has learned a type of magic. زَادَ مَا زَادَ. And every time he has increased, or the more he increases in learning this science and the sciences of astrology, then he is increasing in his knowledge and learning of magic. It is narrated by Abu Dawood and the chain is authentic. He says, rahimahullahu ta'ala. With regards to at-tanjim and learning the sciences of the stars and astronomy and likewise astrology and the likes like this, there are two types of people of knowledge they mention, ilmu at-ta'thir and ilmu at-tasyir. Ilmu at-ta'thir, this is what is being referred to here, and this is what is impermissible. Ilmu at-ta'thir, at-ta'thir means to have effect, and this is to use the position of the stars, or to believe that the position of the stars has an effect on occurrences and events in the earth, and that the position of the stars in the sky and the likes like this, it has an effect to the events that occur on the earth. And this is what is being referred to here, and this is haram to learn this, and this is not permissible. And the author, he has a chapter specific to this issue. Inshallah, we will study that in detail in that chapter. The other type is called ilmu at-tasyir, meaning from the type of learning about the science of the stars in the sky and the likes like this, and the planets. And it's called ilmu at-tasyir. And this is with regards to learning the positions of the stars and the likes and the planets in the sky in order to determine direction and to find the direction of the Qibla and to know which way is north and to be and for navigation and the likes like this. This knowledge is permissible. This knowledge is permissible and it is not haram. And it is not haram. What is being referred to here? Whoever learns a type of knowledge of the stars, then verily he has learned a type of magic. And the more he learns, the more magic he learns. This is with regards to ilmu التأثير. And this is الاستدلال بالأحوال الفلكية على الحوادث الأرضية. And this is to use the position of the stars in the sky and the likes and the planets as an evidence for occurrences that will happen on the earth and the likes like this. And this is what is being referred to here, and this is not permissible. And بإذن الله تعالى, we will study that in the chapter the author he mentioned directly. In any case, this is a type of magic. This is considered sihr. Likewise, the author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَلِلنِّسَاءِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And likewise, it is reported from Al-Imam al-Nisa'i, Ahmad ibn Shu'ayb, Abu Abdul Rahman, Ahmad ibn Shu'ayb al-Nisa'i, rahimahullahu ta'ala, صاحب السنة, يعني Sunan al-Nisa'i. He died in the year 303. His book is one of the books of the Al-Kutub al-Sittah. He says, وَلِلنِّسَاءِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And also it is reported by Al-Imam al-Nisa'i, rahimahullah, from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, مَنْ أَقَدَ عُقْدَةً ثُمَّ نَفَثَ فِيهَا فَقَدْ سَحَرَ وَمَنْ سَحَرَ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ وَمَنْ تَعَلَّقَ شَيْئًا وُكِلَ إِلَيْهِ. He mentioned the narration of Abi Hurayrah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that whoever ties a knot and then he blows on it, then verily he has committed sorcery and magic. And magic, and whoever commits sorcery or magic, whoever makes sihr, then verily he has made shirk. فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. And whoever attached his heart to something with trust and reliance, then verily he will be left and entrusted to that thing. Then verily he will be left and entrusted to that thing. So we see here, this is in reference to the type of magic whenever one will seek aid in the devils, and they will tie knots, and they'll blow on them knots while invoking the devils and calling on them and spitting on the knots and the likes like this. And this is major shirk, and this is the type of sihr that would take one out of al-Islam, waliyadu billah. And this is by the magicians, they tie knots, and then they seek the aid and the assistance of the shayateen, and they call them and they invoke them, and they spit and blow on those knots with this with that foul intention while seeking aid and assistance from the shayateen. And then by the permission of Allah al-Kawni, his universal permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the magic will take effect. The magic will take effect, and these people, they must seek aid from the devils and the shayateen in order to perform this. And it's a knot, and sometimes they're very fine and small, and other times they're bigger. And the purpose of the knot is that the magic will remain in effect until the knot is broken or untied. Until the knot is broken or untied. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man aqada uqdatan thumma nafatha fiha," that whoever tied a knot and then he blew on it, meaning a blowing on it and seeking the aid of the shayateen and spitting on it and the likes like this while seeking the aid of the shayateen, faqad sahara, then he performed magic. Wa man sahara faqad ashraka, and whoever performed magic, then verily he has committed shirk. Wa man ta'allaqa shay'an wukila ilayhi, and whoever hangs something and puts his trust and reliance upon it, then he will be entrusted to that thing. And whoever trusts and relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will aid him, and he will support him, and he will help him. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, and whoever puts his trust and reliance upon a magician or a soothsayer or a fortune teller or anything else, or an amulet or a charm, then he will be entrusted to that thing that is weak, and he will be left to himself and to that thing, and he will have much evil and harm in this life because of that. But the one who trusts and puts his reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will have success and goodness in this life, and likewise in the hereafter. In any case, this is a type of magic, and this is major shirk, to tie knots and to blow on them. And it has come in Surah Al-Falaq, which is well known, the command to seek refuge from them. مِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, from the evil of those witches who blow on the knots. And this is what is being referred to here, that they will seek aid with the devils, and they will call on and invoke the devils in order to have their magic work. And they will tie knots and blow on them and spit on them while invoking the devils and the likes like this. And this is major shirk. وَلِيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ. The author, he says, وَأَنَا بِنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ أَلَا هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ مَلْأَبُهُ هِيَ النَّمِيمَةُ الْقَالَةُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. That the author, he mentioned the narration of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, should I not inform you and tell you what is al-Adha? And he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hiya an-namimatu al-qalatu bayna an-nas. It is an-namima. It is namima, and carrying tales and corrupting the relationships between the people. The people of knowledge, they mention al-Adha. It means al-buhd, yani to slander, to speak foul about somebody. Likewise, al-kadhib, to lie. And also from the meanings of al-adl, this word here that is used in this narration, it means a sihr. So this is something that the companions, they're aware of. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ala hal unabbi'ukum mal-adl, yani should I not inform you of what is al-adl, yani what is a sihr? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's referring to this issue here at al-adh. But what that means and what that is understood is magic, yani magic. At al-adh, yani al-sihr. Shall I not inform you of what is at al-adh? Yani what shall I not inform you of what is considered sihr and magic and sorcery? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, hiya an-namima. Hiya an-namimatu al-qalatu bayn an-nas. It is a namima, and carrying tales, yani, and corrupting the relationships between the people. Rawahu Muslimun. It is narrated by Muslim. We see here that this is another issue that has been called sihr, or be called magic, but it is not from the level of magic that is considered disbelief, and it's not from the aspect of calling on and invoking the shayateen, but it is still considered magic from this aspect that it is a means to separate between the people and to cause corruption between relationships and the likes like this. And likewise, because a namima and carrying tales and the likes like this, it occurs in a manner that is unseen. And the majority of the time, the people who are carrying tales, they don't do it in public, rather they do it in private gatherings and the likes like this. And so it has the same aspect of being something that is hidden or unknown to the majority of the people, as well as bringing effect to the hearts and causing separation and dissension and bringing hatred to loved ones and the likes like this. So therefore it is referred to in this manner as being sihr. So from the types of magic, yani an-namima, carrying tales and back and forth. And this is only to transmit statements from one people to the next, or to carry statements of one person or a group of people to another person or another party, and with the intention of corrupting their relationship and working enmity and hatred between them and sowing discord between these two parties. And this is a major sin. And from this aspect, it is considered a sihr, although the ruling is not the same, and it is not disbelief, and it is not something that would take somebody out of Islam, but it is definitely something that would bring deficiency to the tawheed and bring deficiency to the iman, and it is from a weakness in deen. So the author, he's clarifying this issue. It has been narrated from Yahya ibn Abi Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in the year 132. He mentioned that inna namam yufsidu fi sa'atin ma la yufsidu sahiru fi sana, that a namam, he brings and works more corruption in 1 hour than the magician he works in an entire year. Yani just clarifying the dangers of carrying tales and the likes like this, how much corruption and evil can be worked from carrying tales and from namima and carrying statements from one party to the next with this foul intention of working corruption and dissension between them. This is a foul and bad way, and this is something that is haram, and it's a major sin. The author, he says after this, وَلَهُمَا عَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا. And also narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna min al-bayani la sihra," that verity from the eloquent and clear and concise speech is a type of magic. "Inna min al-bayani," al-bayan huna bimana al-fasaha wal-balagha. That verity from al-bayan, meaning al-fasaha and al-balagha, beautiful and eloquent speech, that which is considered sihra, that which is considered magic. Many of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is with regards to the person who will use his eloquent and beautiful speech and his ability to speak and to address the people in order to support falsehood and to refute the truth, in order to decorate his falsehood and beautify his falsehood so that the people will accept it and they will reject the truth, that this is considered magic from this aspect. And so therefore this hadith is in reference to something that is not praiseworthy. And this type of clarification in this manner, this type of bayan, this is definitely not praiseworthy. Whenever a person, he's eloquent and he has the ability to speak with beautiful speech and to clarify in a great clarification, but he uses that in order to decorate his falsehood and to spread his falsehood in order to likewise turn the people away from the truth, all of this is considered magic, and this is not permissible, and this is a foul way, even though it is lesser than the major magic or the major aspect of magic, which is considered disbelief. Even if he did not seek the aid of the shayateen and the likes like this, it is still considered magic from the aspect of turning people away from the truth and turning people away from the correct way, and the likes like this in this manner. As for if somebody had an eloquent tongue and he is very proficient in speech and he's able to clarify the issues of the deen clearly in the best manner in order to clarify the truth and to refute the falsehood, then no doubt this is praiseworthy and this is good and this is something that is recommended and required. But as for the one that he uses his speech and his ability to be eloquent in his statements and the likes like this in order to defend his falsehood and repel the truth and the likes like this and to mislead the people, then this is evil and this is a foul way, no doubt. The author, he says, Rahimahullah, fihi masail. And in this chapter, there are issues and there are benefits. Al-ula, and al-iyafata wa-tarqa wa-tiyarata min al-jibt. That al-iyafa and al-tarq and al-tiyara is from al-jibt. And we have seen the issues of these three affairs, and they are all considered a type of magic, and each one of its rulings is specific according to whether the individuals are seeking the aid of the shayateen and the likes like this to claim the knowledge of the unseen or not. So if that is the case, then it is disbelief. And if it is lesser than that, then it is not disbelief. Athaniya, the author, he says, Rahimahullah, tafsir al-iyafati wa-tarq. And the explanation of iyafa and al-tarq. And we have seen that in the previous class, alhamdulillah. Athalitha, anna ilma nujumi min anwa' al-sihr. And the third mas'ala that we see in this chapter is that learning the aspects, or learning the knowledge of the stars is a type of magic. It is a type of magic. And we've seen what is intended by that. The knowledge of Tanjim, the knowledge of learning the stars, ilmu al-ta'thir. Ilmu al-ta'thir, to learn the knowledge of astrology and how they believe that the position of the stars and the planets in the sky has an effect on the events of the earth. Learning this knowledge, this is what is referred to here. As for learning the knowledge of how to use the stars and the likes as a means of direction and guidance through the lands, and to find the north and the east and the west and the south, or to find the directions and the likes like this, then this is permissible and this is allowed, and this is not what is being referred to here. الرابعة العقد مع النفث من ذلك. And the fourth issue is that tying the knots along with blowing and seeking the aid of the devils and the shayateen is from this. It's from magic. Rather, this is major shirk. الخامسة أن النميمة من ذلك. And likewise, also from magic and sorcery, and he considered from that aspect as well النميمة. But each one, it has its own ruling, and this is lesser than major shirk. And we have seen likewise the details of that. Alhamdulillah. السادسة أن من ذلك بعض الفصاحة. And likewise, السادسة أن من ذلك بعض الفصاحة. And also the author, he says, the sixth and final benefit and issue in this chapter is that even eloquence and speech is considered also magic or sorcery in some situations. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.